Listen and stream the all-new talk radio, Freedom 106.5, for the only talk that matter.
We continue with our interviews here this morning. And at this time, we change gears just a bit. Social media is an integral part of our lives. We use social media in one form or fashion at some point in time. Some of us spend far too much time on social media, but we cannot get away from it. And social media has brought with it pros and cons, some benefits definitely. Some people have used social media and successfully so for business and for promotions and for many other things. And social media has found some people, has seen some people finding themselves in some pretty trying circumstances. We've had reports where persons met others on social media and took the decision to meet up, and with disastrous consequences. We have those issues, of course, to grapple with. Joining us here this morning, someone who will be delving into the issue of social media and the impact that social media has had on relationships and people's lives. And of course, we welcome to our program here this morning social media manager and content, Blake Carrington. Good morning to you.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me.
It's nice to have you with us here this morning. It's a pretty interesting discussion that we're going to have. It's a discussion that many times we see playing itself out on social media.
Yes.
Because there are people who have their raging discussions about social media, who's involved in what, and all of these kinds of things. It's not necessarily a productive discussion in many instances. We like bacchanal, we know how it is in this country.
Absolutely.
But you can find within many of those discussions takeaway points that can serve you well.
Yes, absolutely.
Let's begin by familiarizing our listeners with you and some of what you're involved in. Social media manager and content creator, Laurie Blake Carrington. Tell us about yourself.
Absolutely. Again, thank you so much for having me. People may know me better by my maiden name, Laurie Board. I was a family photographer here in Trinidad for about 12 years. And then recently I decided to switch over to full-time being a social media manager and content creator. And it's been a fantastic change. And I've really been able to delve into social media quite a bit more now and see the impact that it would have on us as individuals, for us as businesses, as well as society at large.
What are some of the... Because the discussion is about social impact and the impact on relationships. And that can be both good and bad. Because you have some great stories that came out of social media, and you have some worrying stories. You've been able to look at this from a close eye for quite some time. What have you found?
You're absolutely right. There are definite huge pros to it. You know, we have the chance now more than ever before to reach out to people, to connect with people, to find people who perhaps in your smaller circle of people who you meet in real life don't have the same interests as you. So it really gives people a chance to find who they are as a person, as opposed to trying to fit in to the box that everybody else seems to be in. And that in itself is a huge benefit that we never saw before. So that in itself is a great pro. The con, however, from that is that people tend to find themselves in an echo chamber where they're sharing their ideas and they're all believing the same thing and feeding off of each other, and not really opening themselves up to the opposite view. And that's where we find the same people who you were talking about on social media shouting from their soapboxes, and just getting deeper and deeper and deeper into their own specific beliefs and not able to understand anything outside of that.
Do you believe that social media has given people a space where they can operate in situations that do not depict reality? Many people find themselves with a false sense of what's real.
Yes.
On social media.
Absolutely, absolutely. It's, you know, you see it every day. You're scrolling through social media, and of course, I mean, I don't know what you post, but the average person posts what their highlight reel of their life is, the achievements, the even smaller things where you're seeing this family member taking their family on a trip to Paris or wherever it may be. And because you are sitting down at home being aware of your own reality, it's very difficult to look at other people's highlight reels and that coming across as if that's their full life, and it's not. So the comparison from that is really, it can be detrimental to your own mental health.
We've seen these stories making the rounds about social media and how it's being used. And as I said, there are some good stories that come out of this. Come on, let's deal with the good before we get into the bad.
Yes.
Because the bad, in many instances, might outweigh some of the good that that exists. There are people who have been able to use social media, and very beneficially so, in terms of business. That's one of the ways that people have been able to use social media. And it has been able to afford persons a platform where they can earn a substantial living.
Yes, absolutely.
And not have to deal with the rigors of an 8-to-4 job. So tell us about your experience. What have you found in that regard with people and their lives and the benefits to them in having a job on social media?
Absolutely. If you speak about from the aspect of content creators, and in Trinidad specifically, we've been able to see quite a few people stop working completely at their 8-to-4 that they went to school for, they trained for, that they've been in for years and years, and now come across to this other side on social media where they've built a following, they've built a group of people who trust in them and believe in them, that they entertain with their content and are able to make quite a substantial living from creating these content for businesses. It's really quite fascinating to see, because we've not been able to make sort of what seems like boundless income like before. When you go to your 8-to-4, you get a salary and that's it. That's what you're going to make, and you know exactly what you're going to make at the end of the month. When it comes to social media and the content creation, you really have an opportunity that you set your own boundaries, of course, once you're in demand.
But how engaged are we? Because that's a question that we really need to delve into. Because in some parts of the world, earning a living off of the internet is second nature to some societies. They quite frankly can't remember what it was like doing the 8-to-4 and being tied down to an office 5 days a week, and that's just not the mindset. I spoke to someone some time ago, and they were dealing with money and e-transfers and all those things, and they came, I think they studied in somewhere in Europe, and the mindset of where they were, or I think it was Australia or somewhere, it's just totally different to what we have here at home. And the individual was saying that because of that exposure, because of the being in that environment where people view the internet as so much more than just somewhere to go and mind people business on Facebook, it allowed him to grasp the opportunities at the point where he said that he lived in several cities, worked at the same job in every single one of them, and it allowed him the freedom to travel and all of these different things. Do you think as a people of Trinidad and Tobago, we're aware enough, we're taking advantage enough of the opportunities that exist on social media?
No, not at all. There's a small sector of people who are, and have absolutely jumped on it and are doing very, very well. I think that as time goes on, we will start to catch on a little bit more. I find that in the bigger countries, you know, they tend to adapt a bit quicker than we do. So possibly in a few years, we'll see more content creators popping up that are, one, representing our country well, and two, able to really take advantage of the opportunity in front of them.
Let's delve a bit into to the meat of the topic that we're here to discuss. And that is social media and the impact that social media has had on relationships. I'm assuming that you'd have stories on both sides of the fence.
Sure. Absolutely.
What has been your experience? Tell us about the things that you've seen on both sides.
In terms of the good side, I know quite a few people who have met their significant other online, you know, Tinder, whichever of the apps, and are now living full, happy lives with their partner, and that is fantastic. I do think that they are on the rarer side of the population when it comes to meeting people online and finding fulfilling relationships. But I think what I was saying earlier, I think what's great about social media, not in terms of romantic relationships, but with friendships and building community, is that you're able to, one, connect with people anywhere in the world, which is incredible, and two, you're able to find groups of people that you share genuine interest with, that you mightn't have been able to do that before with your friends that you meet in school or work or wherever. Of course, on the opposite side of things, it can really go really, really badly, and people utilize it to others' demise. But you know, I guess with everything, you have your good and your bad.
Let's take a couple quick messages, and when we get back, we'll be continuing our discussion about social media and the role that it's played in people's lives, good and bad. Take some of your calls as well. 627-3223, 625-2257. And your WhatsApp messages, send those to 3061065. Stay with us.
Talk is streaming at freedom106.5.com.
Welcome back. It's about 15 minutes before 8, news at the top. Let's take some of your calls. 627-3223, 625-2257. Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Hi, good morning to you.
So this morning, because I'm sure going to Syria. I don't post anything online. I've never posted anything online. I just watch a little YouTube, and that is about it. And I think that so every invention have good and it have bad. It's just people just find the bad in anything, like this internet. People use it for porn and all kind of different stupidness. So they use it for the, you know, the bad. But I think that social media, you know, long time when you have one stupid person in the area, that person will be by themselves and not infect anybody, or will infect, you know, the immediate vicinity. Now, you have millions of stupid people online, and they have like a coalition now. The kind of things I see people posting online, it really makes you wonder what the next generation, the younger generation, head into. And I see some of the dumbest politicians on the planet have like 50 million, 30 million followers and all kind of thing. Right? And you know, I don't know, but I think it sensitizes the young population to adversity. Your guest just said that if you post something that in Paris and people look at the current situation, they might feel a how and what's not and thing. You know, that is one example. If you feel in a how because of somebody going to Paris or whatnot because of your current situation, then don't watch it. But you shouldn't feel bad because somebody else, you know, living their life and they have their better circumstances. That has been throughout the world, throughout history. But I think that this younger generation is really, really sensitive, and social media is making that worse, because they in the bedroom and they shouting and they all kind of, I don't know. All right, thanks.
Okay. Thank you so much for your call. Has social media given people the opportunity to magnify their emotions without necessarily having to confront persons face to face? Because when you look at some of the comments being made on social media, you have to ask yourself the question, if persons were in a face to face setting, if they'd say the very same thing. And many times it doesn't seem that way.
No. You definitely tend to find a lot of keyboard warriors, people who are big and brave behind their screen, but in person, I don't think that they would say these absolutely horrific things. And like we were talking when we were off the air, I've been posting a lot about my fitness journey. And as somebody who is in a bigger body, I, you know, it's something that I brace myself for every single time I post, especially when it comes to fitness, because, you know, I've gotten the comments. I delete them off my social media because I'm not interested in it. I don't engage. But, you know, I've gotten the off comment from time to time about being fat and why am I posting and all of this nonsense. People that, if you saw me in the gym, if you saw me working out anywhere else, or if you just saw me existing in actual life, you'd never come up to me and say, ugh, fat, ew. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, we have a lot of people who tend to find some courage when they're alone by themselves in their bedroom, typing away.
That sense of false sense of security, if I can use that term, has seen people engaging in all kind of risky behaviors, even in relationships. Because we've seen the stories on social media, we've seen the stories played out in traditional media, where persons immerse themselves on social media, and attention seems to be the new aphrodisiac, especially when it comes to social media. And it's very easy to feign attention or feign attraction, rather, because you have no idea who the other person is. And people can fake who they really are and pretend to be whatever you want to be. And there are people who are good enough that they can play on your emotions. They can read you based on the comments that you're making, and they can tailor their discussion to seem as if they are the best thing that you will ever meet. And there are people who are very, very deceptive. And social media has allowed persons to engage in activities that I don't necessarily know whether they've taken society forward or backward. We have information that's readily available, data about relationships that have gone south as a result of the actions that people take on social media, because of this impression that it's anonymous. I could do what I want and nobody go find out. I could hide and do whatever I feel and just delete the comments and nobody would know, nobody would be the wiser. Has that contributed to the decline very much of the stability that many people find in relationships? So do you think it's been ongoing all the while, people just have another platform with which to carry out the nefarious activities? Which is it?
I think that's exactly it. People, I'm not trying to say that there are good or bad people, but there are definitely people who are interested in doing whatever negative thing that they want to do, and they've just found a new platform to do it on. And unlucky for the rest of us, it's very, very easy to do. You know, this catfishing thing where you pretend to be somebody else completely and you trick someone into falling in love with you and thinking they're in this whole full-blown relationship. And taking it a step further, people who are doing that to get you to scam you, to send them large sums of money. And even worse than that are the, you know, pedophiles who are using these platforms to prey on these young kids, get them to come meet up with them, and then not happen.
Right.
Yes, definitely it has its bad. But like with everything, when the internet now came about, people were very skeptical about it. To throw it back way further, even things like the invention of the calculator, people were against it because prior to that, you weren't meant to have this wonderful little technology that helps you in any sort of way. You're supposed to just learn your little things and your little calculations and do it all on your own. But we were able to find ways to utilize it now that a calculator is on your phone every single day. You can use it at any time, just as we will with social media. And I feel like we're at the point in it right now because it's still a very new technology, even though it's been around for
decades.
It's been some time, but it's also evolving as we are learning with it, right? So I feel like we're in the very early stages of it now, and working through the kinks of it.
Well, one of the unfortunate things is that social media makes people think that they can lead a double life and that there will be no consequences for leading that double life. Whatever you do, in the dark, it comes to light eventually.
Yeah.
one way or the other, you will get caught, and that's when it hits the fan and it blows up. And anytime you're, I believe that anytime you're in a situation where you have to hide from somebody else what you are doing, you shouldn't be doing what you're doing. And that's probably where a lot of our problems come in. We do things and we feel that nobody can know. Nobody will find out because I'm covering my tracks properly. I know how to cover my tracks and that kind of thing. And it's a discussion that I think requires a lot more depth, probably some statistics, because there are marriage counselors and others who might have more information on how social media has destroyed so many different lives. Yeah, that helped, because I know people who met their significant other, as you said, and they're living it up at this point in time. It was easy for them, and they've really excelling. But this, we're going to have to drop the curtains on our interview here this morning. As we wrap up quickly, just you're on social media. You're a content creator and everything else. So for you, social media represents something different. To the positive impact, as we're going to leave, people who want to use social media to do something worthwhile, better themselves, how possible is it? How easy is it?
I definitely would not say that it's an easy thing to do. You need to find your market of what it is that you want to be on social media for. I find that people who just get on and want to just talk about their own lives, nobody cares. Until you've built quite the following, you need to find your niche. This is from being a content creator side of it. You need to find your niche. You need to find your people that are interested in what it is that you're saying and really play up that while bringing your own personality into it. Mm. From a business standpoint, social media is gold. I don't know why anybody would not want to use it, because you have reach that you never had before.
And that's a wonderful way for us to end our discussion. Laurie Blake Carrington, thank you so much for being with us here this morning.
Talk is streaming at freedom106.5.com.